You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Acts chapter 12, verse 20 to 24. Now, Herod had been very angry with the people of Tyre and Sidon, but they came to him with one accord, having made Blastus, the king's personal aide, their friend. They asked for peace because their country was supplied with food by the king's country. So on a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat on his throne and gave an oration to them. And the people kept shouting, "The voice of a god and not of a man." Then immediately an angel of the Lord struck him, because he did not give glory to God, and he was eaten by worms and died. But the word of God grew and multiplied. This is a great warning to us, brethren, that we must never toy with the glory of God, whether openly or privately. Never touch the glory of God. If you are a preacher, never present yourself to people in any way to suggest to them that your effort is inclusive, that you did something. We didn't do anything, brethren. When we preach, it is by revelation. Revelation is a free gift where God gives you in instant an understanding of his word. When people are healed, it is the finger of the Holy Ghost. It is the power of God that has healed. There is nothing that it is our effort, brethren. Now, I want you to note that there were two Herods we read about in the scriptures. There was an Herod that killed children from 2 years and below. You would think that that Herod should bother God more than this one. But from what we see, it looks like this one bothered God more. The one that killed children 2 years and below, he did a terrible evil. But nothing is as evil as a man touching the glory of God. Never in any way, whether quietly in your heart or openly, ascribe glory to yourself. Now, I want you to note something here. It is possible for a man to openly ascribe glory to himself, to show forth as if he did something, to want to take the glory of God. How come that what we call testimony in churches today has to be connected with the man of God? You cannot live in Kenya and come and testify of God's goodness in Nigeria, and it has nothing in connection with that church in Nigeria. It's as if you are not testifying. Why must it be about when the man of God say? Where did we get the idea that that is a testimony? Where did we get that kind of idea? So we must avoid ascribing glory, behaving as if we are in charge, behaving as if we have something and we can offer something. We must also be careful of taking glory quietly in our heart. We must also be careful of not giving God glory. Did you know that Herod did not see anything? Herod did not say he is God. Herod did not try to show himself as God. Herod was just speaking. It was the people who were doing self-praising. And here is the warning. Brethren, people will praise you. They will want to make you feel as if you are more than what God has made you to be. Now, Herod was not the one praising himself. It was the people. But because he did not give glory to God, he was the one that was struck dead. The people who praised him, that made his head to swell, and he refused to give glory to God, they were not struck dead. It was the person they were praising that did not give glory to God that perished. Be careful of the praise of men. Do not seek the honor of men. Only seek the honor that comes from God. It is strange and sad today that men are craving for the praise of men. Brethren, let's be careful. Don't attribute anything God is doing to you. When men speak that as if it is you, point them immediately to Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.